CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
Turn your back.
it's in your face, even when you turn your back. Hey, just like a magnifying glass. Yeah, the heat that I transmit will melt your heart. Hey, I wish that you were the man in my life. I would love to take you home, be with me forever. Yeah.
Oh. Your softness, comfort me through all this madness. Woman's all to be, you know, with you, I'm born again. Come here, baby.
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you.
If there's ever a time when exclusion is needed, it's now. Pleasant. Good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large. Let me say welcome to a very snowy day here in Montreal for those of you who are joining us far and wide in your big, jacuzzi type of weather. We're having nothing but snow here in Quebec, but we're used to it. We're used to it, not like what's happening in good old America in Texas. They have grids that are falling apart and people are being frozen. An 11-year-old guy, they showed you him playing outside. And the next thing, the mother found him frozen in his bed. What kind of country is this? And they talk about third world countries and all pile of garbage. Anyway, open the show. With a sister, and haven't seen her in a long while, haven't heard from her. This is sort of new. Beautiful singer, but she's a cabaret singer. Does her thing mostly in the hotels in Jamaica. Brought her here in, April 2002. Miss Pam Hall. two sisters getting their mix up. Pam Hall, beautiful singer. And we also heard with You I'm Born Again by two young folks whose names slipped me because they're not, they just sort of burst out on the scene. And I just picked up this, my friend is in Toronto sent it to me, and I said, I got to play this. I got to play this for my listeners. And I'll find the name, and I'll... The last one was Kashif Lindo. Kashif is the son of my original guitarist that I sang with in Jamaica, Willie Lindo. That's his son, Kashif. And he's all about dangerous times. And we need sweet love to help us through this... whatever is happening here. I don't want to get into the pandemic thing, so I'll just say good afternoon. Want to big up Miss Etty Cambridge. Now, this lady has been a great supporter of this program for many years. And she went... she went visiting to her island a couple of, maybe 2 months ago, but I just received a gift a week ago or 2 weeks ago, Miss Hetty Cambridge. So this is why I never thank you before, but thank you for your service to our Caribbean community. She says, hi, Stretch. Thank you for your service to our Caribbean community, Hetty Cambridge. It's my pleasure. I enjoy what I'm doing here. Keeps me out of trouble. Not that I get into any trouble, but it's something that needs to be done. And you know, a lot of people are asking me, why don't I go on the internet and do a program and all that? I have 3-4 possibilities, but you know, there's so much now. It's crowded. Everybody's on radio, on the internet. So we'll give it time until this thing runs out and things come back to semi-normal, where they'll be going out on the weekends, so they won't have time to fool around with it. Then I'll get into it, right? So, what's new? I must say I will not be taking any requests. Today, because last week I had a hard time doing Boom Boom Time with the requests. Today I won't be doing that. But you know, it's now 19 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. And coming up will be Ted and the half an hour. And we'll see what happens after that. I don't want to notify anybody and nothing happens. If anything, we'll just play some music and we'll chit-chat. I haven't spoken to my listeners in a while. Just talk a lot of things and say nothing, because we need that. You know what I mean? Some people ask me, how am I coping with this pandemic? I'll be honest with you, it's not easy being locked down. But I try to get involved. I have some toy helicopters that I play with, although I can't find half of the stuff because I haven't been flying them in a while. So anybody out there who knows about these helicopters, please call me. Because, you know, as usual, Stretch get himself into trouble. But I love it. I love it. I love just doing nothing. You know what I mean? I'm not a TV buff. I love my news. I'm a news junkie, I must confess. But also, Miss Evelyn Foster, who is in a nursing home, she says, I've been listening to you for the past 25 years, so since I worked at McGill. And also danced to your band, the Coral Islanders, at La Siesta. And she has requested one song. So you know what? When I have people like this, and she requested it last week. And I'm going to play it for her. I don't normally do this because I tend to blush. All right? In the background, let me just remind you, you're listening to one of the most talented musicians ever to grace our earth from the Caribbean, Mr. Lynn Tate. And we miss him. Beautiful guitarist like Ernie Ranglin in Jamaica. So, you know, here's the paper. Miss Evelyn Foster, I hope you're doing well, all right? This is for you. This is Howard Carr singing the big song by Mr. Matt Monroe called Born Free for Evelyn Foster.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows. Born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay divides you. You're free as the roaring stars, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're divides you. You're free as the roaring stars, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're
His name is Howard Carr. He resides here in Montreal, doing the big hit, Born Free. Going back through the years when we sang with bands and my band leader, Mr. Albino, he taught me most of the stuff. Just kidding. I've had several band leaders. Albino was one, and Martin Albino, that is, and Ira Bromfield. We started together in Maypen, Clarendon, and we toured all over the place. We went everywhere and came to Canada, did our thing with the band, and it was nice. And I honed whatever little skill I've had with singing and all that. And as one texter says, awesome tune. And another sender, the stuff with fire, it's on fire stretch. So we, there's a lot of great singers that we don't hear too much around. But, you know, I want to wish somebody a happy birthday. He's such a big person in my life that I have to wish him a happy birthday from, he's one of the brothers of a different mom that I have in this city. And his wife, I'm just going to, because I'm going to wish him two times. He's not small. He's a big guy. So we have to wish him twice. It says, Mr. Stretch, blessings to you and your family. on Wednesday the 24th will be Joe the Plumber's birthday. I love and appreciate him. We all love and appreciate him so much. And this is from his families all over the world. All right? But this is not the song she requested. I requested this song for my friend. I'm overruling the wife this time. And I'm going to send this out to Joe the Plumber. I'm telling you, he's a brother from a different mother. One of the nicest human beings I've had the pleasure of meeting. This is done up by a singer that I totally love too. His name is A.J. Brown. Now sings with Third World Band, tours with them rather. And he's going to do this song, I'll Walk With God, for my friend Joe the Plumber. I know you walk with God. Every time I see you, you make me feel good.
With God from this day on.
A.J. Brown.
His helping hand I lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to Him. I lean on Him forever and Him forsake.
Caribbean News is sponsored by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour, all your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
When your parents need your help, you're there. When your kids say something's wrong, you're there. When your friends have a rough day, you're there. Be there for yourself the way you're there for others, as it's normal for these uncertain times to bring out negative emotions or anxiety. If you're finding it difficult to carry out daily tasks, there are solutions. Visit quebec.ca/getting better or call Info Social 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large. On the phone with me, of course, the roving ambassador, to tell us what's happening in and around the Caribbean. Brother Ted, you're there.
Good afternoon, Mr. Howard Carter. Thank you so much for that incredible introduction. I trust that you and the family are all well and safe.
Oh, we are trying. We are trying. Yes, sir. Thank you, and same to you.
No, I do have a lot of information this evening, but I think we should
go ahead. Go ahead.
The most important one. Most people are asking me when would I be eligible to receive the COVID vaccine in Montreal area?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I do have some information I'd like to pass on at this time. In the Coordinage Indigi area, the vaccination centers will be at Dikari Square, and another one will be at the Bill Durham Arena near to Vezina and Lemieux. Now, the following is an update. All residents are eligible for the COVID vaccine. You will have to bring your card with you on that day, and you should put aside at least 45 minutes to receive the vaccine. Residents should plan on a visit lasting between 30 to 45 minutes, which covers the time for registration, receiving the vaccination itself, and then 15 to 20 minutes post-vaccination observation. So you need a total of 45 minutes. No, you just do not go to the building. You have to call or go online to set up the appointment. And the phone number to set up the appointment, this one, I think that will come later. But they are interested in hiring people to administer the vaccination.
Mm.
They're hiring help to administer the vaccination. And you can call the number at 514-293-0526. So if you do have the qualifications, you can call this number and seek employment to assist with the registration. They'll need a whole set of people. They cannot take nurses and medical people from the hospitals because we still need them there. So they need extraordinary people on this side to administer the vaccinations. Mm. Now, anyone, physicians, midwives, respiratory therapists, pharmacists, nurses, and licensed practical nurses, as well as ambulance technicians, medical technicians, optometrists, chiropractors, denturists, all these people would be eligible to be allowed to administer the vaccine under specific conditions, though.
Okay.
But here is that number. If you're interested in being a
technician,
if you're looking for a job,
yeah,
to administer the vaccine, you call this number again. The number is 514-293-0526. And the two locations listed in the NGG area would be the Dikari Square and the Bill Durham Arena. I think most people know those two areas.
Right.
So the more information I receive, I will be passing it on. I do hope within the next coming weeks, I will be able to give you the exact time and the phone numbers and the email information where you can call or email the information to set up the appointment. That's how I got my flu shot in November. I went online in October, and it was done in just a few minutes. No person involved. They came back. They gave me 3 or 4 dates that I can choose and a time of the day. You pick one. It's confirmed by email in a few seconds later, and you go in and you get a shot. You're in and out of there in 40 minutes or 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I do hope to pass on as much information over the next coming weeks as possible as they come available to me. I hope you will allow me to pass this on to the all goodly listeners out there.
That's why we're there. That's why we're here, man. It's for our community.
Thank you so very much, sir.
We're the voice of the community.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I think we're doing a fantastic job trying to keep our listeners informed and advised. And I think they're really anxious to get that information. Some information we may not really get on the radio or television, but I will try to get the pertinent information that the people, that our listeners would want to know. When, where, how, when, and all the W5.
Right.
No, sir. The Caribbean nations have a great friend, a true friend, in the government of India.
Yep.
Now, a few weeks ago, the Prime Minister of Dominica, the Prime Minister of the Honorable Skerrit, put in a call directly to the President of and Prime Minister of India and asked them, please help us. We need vaccines. Now, why India? Because India is the top juicing vaccine production line in the world.
Mm.
It's not Canada, it's not Great Britain, it's not Europe. India is the biggest production of vaccines in the world.
Imagine that.
And a few weeks later, Mr. Skerrit received 70,000 doses of AstraZeneca.
Mm-hmm.
So that would cover his population completely for the first shot. That's definitely. Now, during the last 10 days, the Caribbean has received hundreds of thousands of doses of the vaccine produced in India by the Serum Institute of India, one of the world's largest vaccine producers.
Mm.
The AstraZeneca Oxford PLC vaccine is called COVISHIELD. There is a great competition by the rich countries to purchase vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna, and the costs are rising. It's working out to be somewhere between $35 and $40 a shot.
Wow. Wow.
Developing nations cannot compete on that level.
No way.
I mean, a country like Canada in the United States would just write a check for a couple million dollars. Not a problem. But we in the Caribbean cannot afford to do that. But India, knowing that, plans to supply vaccines under the COVAX system, which is working for global equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines. Now, this system is run by WHO, which is the World Health Organization, and PAHO. With the impact of the variants now identified, it is urgent to get the vaccines in arms now while testing new booster serum that can be added to the second shot to come to act against these new variants that we're hearing about lately.
Mm-hmm.
We still are not certain how long the vaccines will remain effective against COVID-19. And like the flu shot, we may need annual booster shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a physician. All I do is do a lot of research. So hence the reason that the major countries are ramping up production facilities and building new manufacturing lines. In Canada, the federal government is spearheading building a brand new factory in Montreal, well, on the West Island, and investing in companies that show promise in developing the vaccines. The plan is that Canada plans to ramp up vaccine production domestically, extremely dramatically, with a plant in Montreal producing millions of COVID-19 shots starting later this year. Within 1 year, Canada will be producing sufficient vaccines domestically to cover the requirements for every Canadian and also assist by exporting millions of shots to other countries. Now, there's an NRC facility in Montreal, and they will produce approximately 2 million doses of vaccines per month. Once they get...
Sorry about that, Ted. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ted. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Canada has lost their independence with producing vaccines due to mergings and buyouts of pharma companies. But this is a wake-up call that major companies, major countries must maintain and grow their domestic capabilities to diminish the money talks, grab all situation that's now prevalent in the world. So we are looking at good days coming down the pike.
I'm kind of worried. How come we ain't hearing anything about Canada? And when are we going to start getting vaccinated? That's what I want to know.
Well, we are right now, Canada is depending on the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. We are getting doses. There was a problem back in Germany with the Pfizer production line. They did slow down production for a couple of weeks to make changes to the line to allow them to try to double the impact of production. Now, I think within the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to see a lot. Canada is going to start receiving hundreds of thousands of doses. I believe the United States is hoping to cover all their population by the end of July, mm-hmm. and Canada is hoping to cover their population by the end of September. And that is the plan. They will ramp it up soon. Coming the end of February, early March, I think we're going to see a dramatic increase of actual shots.
I hope so.
It will come once they get ramping up. And we're hoping that the Johnson & Johnson will get approval late February or early March, with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine getting approval by the UK, United States, and Canada. We will have another vaccine on the market, and that would with another production line coming on, that would increase dramatically the number of millions of vaccines on the market.
Great.
Now, over 195 million people have been vaccinated, with less than 100 people having some type of reaction. We also, in Canada and the United States, we talk a lot about Pfizer and Moderna, but there are several other similar but lesser known vaccines being distributed in the world. Now, Venezuela received over 100,000 doses of the Russian Sputnik vaccines last week, with more on the way. Mm-hmm. China has contracts to provide over 450 million doses of vaccines to several countries, namely Indonesia, Brazil, Chile, Turkey, Egypt, Morocco, Peru, Philippines, the UAE, and others. And we have not been hearing a lot about their vaccines because, as you know, if they're not allowed the peers to look over the data and look at the trials data, then nobody really wants to talk about it or even consider using it. So that we're not certain we will be seeing a lot of the Chinese or the Russian vaccines in the West. I think they're going to stay on the eastern side, Africa and the Middle East, and the Far East. That's my thinking.
Okay,
at this
Ted,
time.
I have a minute because I have another guest coming up.
Absolutely. Well, I'm done for the day, sir, and I do hope pass on it some sufficient information to allow people to have faith that we're getting there.
Yes, thank you very much. Very well done.
Until next week, have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Take
thank
it
you
easy.
So much. Bye
All
for
right.
Now.
That's Brother Ted. This is Brother Vernon Maytones. What is love? Gemma, you want to give me a call?
Girl, it really looks like things gonna change now. With you, my lover, it's you, my love. For so much love.
Have to hold on there a minute. You've been talking your head off. I need to say Gemma is on the phone. Go right ahead. Start over again.
I am on the phone. And so is Petra Stewart, one of the young ladies for the Woman of Merit Award, which will be given on Sunday, March the 7th at our tea party, A Taste of Tea, which will be virtual this year.
Right.
So there you have it.
Start over again from the top. When will this thing be taking place?
It will be March the 7th. It's a Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And it will be held virtually this year for the first time in 11 years.
Ah.
So we're inviting the community to come on Zoom and enjoy an afternoon of tea drinking, musical entertainment by Eddie Bullen, and elevated conversation. And, of course, they will be all be sent the delicious teas. And you know what? This year we have our own teas. It's called Gems Teas.
Gems
so
Teas.
It's all organic, beautiful tea, nice flavors. So everybody will be getting that who tune in to, who register, actually, by going on our Facebook page or by sending me an email at totcgemma@gmail.com.
So, and you will be honoring five young ladies?
That's right. I'll just give their names quickly. I know you're very pressed for time. So we have a teacher and author, Latoya Belfon. Akilah Newton, who is a publisher, writer, and an author also. We've got Kelsey Walker, who is a community activist. And Erla Osias, who is an entrepreneur and community worker. And, of course, who's on the phone with us, Petra Stewart, who's a lawyer in the community and a community volunteer.
Hello, Petra.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. It's nice to have a lawyer, so I need to know when I say things I shouldn't say. I know where to go. So I'm just kidding, my dear. Tell me a little bit about yourself. And I really didn't know about a lawyer in our community, except for the three that I know. So tell me a little bit about Petra.
Okay. Well, I spent time academically in Montreal, where I was born and bred, but also in the United States, in Philly and Emory. Ah. And I'm licensed to practice in New York, New Jersey, but also in the province of Ontario. And I am currently here in Montreal.
Ah, so you sort of went a little tippy-tippy-toeing around various countries.
Exactly. I spent a great 2 years doing a clerkship at the Supreme Court of the Virgin Islands. So I got to really spend a good time there enjoying that. And I'm back here doing a lot of technology work at a securities company here in Montreal.
But why would you want to come back here? It's so cold.
I know. It's just that this is still home base, and I've gotten a really good set of experiences both in various places in the United States, and wanted to touch back home and spread roots here and continue to grow here. So.
One of the things is, do you have to have some sort of international law? Is there such a thing as international law, by the way?
There is definitely both international law publicly and a lot of international business transactions. And the company I work with now is international in scope, although it's headquartered here in Montreal. So I get to do a lot of international commercial and technology transactions.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. Go ahead.
Oh, no. So I was just about to say, I don't know if I could help with some of your legal things, if there are any, unless you have tech stuff.
I've never gotten into any legal things here, except for the usual speeding ticket and all that. But thank you. I'll keep that in the back of my head. So you're looking forward to this presentation. I must say, I was given an award a few years ago, and it felt good, you know, to be acknowledged that what you're doing is of interest to the community and the community at large. What's your feeling on that?
Sure, I definitely agree. Over the last several years, I've attended A Taste of Tea, and I love the way they highlighted and honored a broad scope of women. I think back in the past, they've honored local fashion designers, they've honored women in medicine, they've honored people involved in nonprofit organizations, religious mm-hmm. groups. So it's very, very wide scope. So I'm very happy to be one of those awarded now as a Woman of Merit Award.
Yes.
Along with Turla, Kelsey, Latoya, and Akila.
You know, I'm going to say something here now. And I watch MSNBC quite a lot. And one of the beautiful things that I love about MSNBC is that they bring on these young, dynamic lawyer like you are. And lawyers, doctors, and they, let's just say they're all immigrants with the names. American born, but of immigrant family, if you know what I'm trying to say. I'm choosing my words carefully. So it's beautiful to see that we are doing the same thing here in Montreal. And what can I say but go for it and reach for the sky, because we're here to help keep you up there, you know. And it's beautiful to know that I got to congratulate good old Gemma to come up with these ideas and freak me out. But she's been doing this for quite some while. We got to present something to her too, you know what I mean? So congrats on your being, you know, awarded this. And what's in the future for a lawyer here in Montreal with the language situation? What's in the future for a person like you then?
And that's the thing that comes up a lot for English-speaking Black attorneys in Montreal. There is a flight sometimes to Toronto, to New York, mm-hmm. but there are spaces here where you can thrive, there, particularly if you want to be in-house. So that's an attorney working in a legal department of a company, especially if the company does work with a lot of Anglo-speaking spaces or is international in scope. Same thing for law firms that are either large and doing international work or local and that specifically address the Anglophone community as well as the Francophone if needed, but would focus on the Anglo as well. There is a niche there that people can grow in, expand, and really like develop a career.
Do you have to be looking for that niche, you know, pushing your head here, pushing your head there to see what you, if you can find it, or it's there in the open?
To be honest with you, you hit the nail on the head. It is that you have to dig in a bit, and a lot of the times it will be that you'll need to point out or identify one or two people who are in that space. Try to network with those people and build with those people. So I will admit it is more limited in scope if your focus is going to be local. But again, the opportunity is there. So. Mm.
Interesting. Interesting. Really interesting. You know, I just want to thank you very much for taking the time to enlighten my darkness on certain things. And I certainly appreciate talking with you. And I'm looking forward to see you receive your merit award or whatever it's called, I guess. But I would say merit because it's nice to know that you came back home. You didn't you didn't run away. So I thank you. And Gemma, any famous last words would you like to say to this charmer of a lawyer?
Yeah. I would like to say that a Taste of Tea this year is celebrating Black excellence, and we have so much in our community. Mm-hmm. Having to select five people, it was just, you know, such a task. But we've got five wonderful young Black women doing great things in Montreal that a lot of people don't know about, mm-hmm. and this Woman of Merit Award is an opportunity for the community to come together to honor our own, you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
These ladies are so fantastic, and I'm so happy to have them. And next week, I hope I can bring another one or two on so that the community can get to know them.
Yes.
But we want to invite everybody on March the 7th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., you'd have to get in touch with me. There's going to be tickets that you can log in to Eventbrite tickets, A Taste of Tea, to get your tickets. And we will be sending you the Zoom invitation so you can log in to experience this wonderful, wonderful event. And I just want to mention that Petra is of Grenadian parentage.
Somehow I know that would have come in, you know. I had a feeling.
Are from Grenada.
Ah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Well, you know, I'm extra proud of her. I'm so proud of her. She's like, you know, my daughter. Because
yes.
We all aspire to have a daughter like Petra.
Yes.
So
yes.
Thank you again. Thank you again, Stretch, for having us.
Yes.
And we're going to send you the Zoom invitation, and we hope you log on.
I will log on. And I want to see these five young ladies who are taking our community far and wide. So I will log on to for my support, if that's how
Thank
I have
you.
To support.
Always support us, and we're so grateful to have you.
Thank All right, you Gemma. Again. Thank you very much. Petra, thank you very much. Keep up the good work. And,
thank you.
I'll make sure when I'm coming to see you, it will be only for traffic offenses. No, I'm only kidding. Take care, ladies. It's a pleasure
Always
talking with
have
you.
Have a lawyer in the family, yeah?
Yes. It's good. It's good. Take care, ladies. All the best to you. All right?
Bye-bye.
Once again, yes, you're welcome, Gemma. Once again, I want to say a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. I was Miss Gemma Rayburn, and a young lawyer by the name of Petra. And very nice to talk with. I enjoy talking with people who flows with their conversation. We're going to get into the Soca Hour now because this is my DJ. I don't know where he is during the week, but to find him on a Saturday, we usually do because he loves to play music. So here we go. Soca music, compliments of DJ Nicholas on CKUT 90.3 FM. You know, I almost say, where is he? 90.3 FM, West Indian Rivers, 90.3 FM. That's us. Keep it locked. CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. DJ Nicholas in the mix. Montreal. Where we call it France. Hey. What? Why is that French, man? How am I so French? I'm so French. Love of soca. Hey. It's a feeling when we jump. Good vibes spread across the land. It's a feeling when we jump. Release that energy to know what it means to you. Yeah, I don't know the history. Yeah, when they fight, we don't. We just find our way. We're not giving up. I'm going to turn up the music and start to dance.